Blog Talk Radio. Come on, church.
Reach to the other side.
Let the world sing a new hallelujah. Can you get excited, church? From Africa to Australia, from Brazil to China, from New York down to Houston. Come on, here we go, all right.
The rise is a church arise. Let love reach to the other side. Alive.
Quantos foram alcançados pelo sangue de Jesus Cristo? Ele tomou sobre si as nossas enfermidades e as nossas dores levou sobre si. E nós o reputávamos por aflito, ferido de Deus e oprimido. Mas ele foi transpassado pelas nossas transgressões e moído pelas nossas iniquidades. O castigo que nos traz a paz estava sobre ele. Pelas suas pisaduras fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados. Eu sou livre.
Eu sou livre.
Nada além, nada, nada. Jesus, eu sou livre.
Eu sou livre.
Nada além do sangue, nada além do sangue de Jesus.
Amen. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord, for this opportunity we have to praise you, be with you, and we worship you, Lord, for your sacrifice, for the pain you have supported on that cross, all of us. We give you thank you. We praise in Jesus, Yahushua's name. We thank you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, once again, thank you for joining this gathering to worship the Lord Jesus. It's an opportunity to fight the good fight amongst the army that Jesus is raising, the army that is getting ready for these last days. In this show, we will worship our Lord and we will be continuing to preach about the issue that we have preached on the last gathering, about the house of the Lord being ready for these days. Tonight we will be extending this issue to the feast of the Lord that you all are being invited. We will go deep on this matter, but of course this is a gathering for unite forces, efforts, to fight and pray for the good causes. And we have already some things here to bring to this gathering, like our brother Walk said, we must pray for America. There's a plan. There's a plan against the economy of America to bring the cows to that country. The last obstacle for the world government controlled by satanic elites. It's not America that is the obstacle, it's the American people. So we will pray for the Lord to destroy the intents of the Illuminati, the banksters, to put down the economy in America. And we will pray for a miracle, for a turning point now, because we believe that our God is powerful to interfere just for the defense of the remnants there is in America and there is over the world. So please join us on this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks for the sign that you have given our brother, this warrior, showing the plan of the enemy to destroy America. In Jesus' name, Father, we agree here, as we have already agreed on other issues, and you are faithful. The God that has freed millions in Sudan from the death penalty and brought her to a safe place. It's the same God that we are reaching now with our prayers. As we are asking, Father, we believe that you have a purpose to show this dream, that is to make us war against this plan. And we agree, Father, that you have power to bring judgment over those that are trying to harm your people, destroy the faith in Jesus. That you can interfere and spare your people. Spare the innocent that don't know they are being used. So in Jesus' name, Father, we praise you and we ask you to send your angels over America to change the government, to change the governors, to put your faithful ones on places of decision and remove the puppets, those that are aligned with the dark forces. Send your angels there for the sake of your people, because you are the same God that said to Abram, if you have found 10 just in Sodom and Gomorrah, you will spare Sodom. So I believe, Father, there is more than 10 people that are real worshippers of you on that nation. Remember, Father, your promise for your people. So in Jesus' name, we give thank you for your faithfulness, because you are the same God that honors the faith of those who trust in you. We thank you in Jesus' name, in Yahushua's name, amen. Okay, I guess that was a mission walk that God gave us as a body, as a spiritual army. We have to intercede for the plans of the enemy be frustrated. That's what we are doing. I also want to pray for the health of Brother Marcus. I know that he asked for help. I think that he's on trouble there on reservation. So we will pray for the health of Brother Marcus. The Lord show him a way out, renew his strength, faith to overcome the trial and to close all the doors that the enemy may be using to go against their work there, to steal the fruit of the Spirit. So please join me, Father. Father, in Jesus' name, we take our Brother Marcus in South Dakota. We ask you, Father, that you touch your son, that you gave him an experience to show him where are the deceptions, where are the enemy coming to fight against you, to touch you, and let your son be delivered from all the unfair weapons, because we believe that the enemy will not prevail against those that are fighting the good fight, even if somehow they have been deceived, even somehow they have been mistaken. Father, we believe that you want to heal your son, you want to renew his strength, his wisdom, your alliance with him. So Father, in Jesus' name, we agree in you. We put faith in the instructions of your son that you will honor, and you will give an experience to your son. You will heal him, and you will bring him again with double portion of your Holy Spirit to free himself and those that trust in his work from all the deception, all the manipulation, false friends, false brothers, false teachings that are trying to enslave the health of your brother, of your son on America. And we know, Father, that you will hear this prayer and you will answer more than what we have asked. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We praise you in Yahushua's name. Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, welcome, Lobby. Let's continue to worship our Lord, because God has prepared more meat for us tonight. We're digging up about the Feast of the Lord. We will be talking about the invitation that all human beings have received with the Gospel of Jesus Christ. But we must understand what is this feast, what are these wedding feasts that the Lord has asked us to accept, has invited. We'll be talking about this because this is happening now. These are the last days. The Armageddon will not be on a physical realm only. It starts in the spiritual realm, in all of our lives. So we will go deep on this. But first, of course, let's prepare the way to the Lord. Let's ask him to give glory to his holy name, and that he may come to bless us with his presence, with his guidance. I'll be right back.
Mañana puedo ver cuando respiro y miro el sol. siempre fiel. Mi corazón se ha acostumbrado a así vivir, rodeado de tu bendición en mi existir. Tengo razones para vivir, tengo canciones para escribir, tengo una voz y un corazón.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, my soul. We will continue to pray. We have a prayer for all the people in America that are being targeted with virus. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you recover your children, all the innocent lives from these attacks. We praise you for your deliverance, for your angels that are now being delivered to help the innocent. I know, Father, that you are powerful to defeat the enemy. Heal all the schemes that are trying to bring chaos to that place, to bring despair and to remove all the faith in Yahushua. We praise you, Father, because there is nothing bigger than your word, your Son, Jesus the Christ. And with only one word you can heal. You can turn back all the curses. You can put down all the enemies at the feet of your peoples. So in Jesus' name, Father, we praise you for this issue that our warrior here brought. And we know, Father, that you are powerful to reverse the purpose and to heal everyone that was infected by this scheme of the enemy and his agents. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, I also want to continue to pray for the family of our brother, Fire and Otto. They are being targeted by the evangelic canes where they were. And when our brother and their family start exposing the corruption that was on that group, that I will not mention now or for now, maybe we'll prepare a show to expose everything that's happening on that group, that I will not name it for now, but I want you to know there are people that are having great fights to leave Babylon. Once they confront, according to the scriptures, they ask explanations about some things that were happening on the background of that called church and the manipulations of the scriptures. Start being targeted. These pastors, fake pastors, they are masters on the back doors, turn people against people, friends against friends, using their supposedly anointments in the spirit. But I want to pray for our brother Fire in the altar in this family, because what they are feeling, we have felt in our congregation also some years ago. We had great struggles in our mind. Spirits were being sent to condemn us to hell because we were not faithful to the authorities. But we knew that there was an authority bigger than all human authorities, and that is the Word of God, Jesus' teachings. So every one of you that are being targeted now by fake friends, fake brothers in Christ that do not put themselves on danger, do not leave their comfort zones by the love of the truth, and by the purity of the message of the gospel, I want to remind you, you are not alone. Elijah was not alone, and he thought he was alone. He thought he was the only one who did not worship Baal, and God gave him an experience. So if you are experiencing this fight now, remember that God will bring you to that place where He will raise up your head above your enemy. They will be ashamed for not believing what you were sending them with the authority of the Holy Spirit. We love them, we warn them, we try to open their eyes, and they curse us. They betray not only us, but the message, the purity of the message. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we take to the altar again, Brother Fire at the altar and his family there. And we ask you, Father, double portion of your Holy Spirit. Do not let your people be deceived, afraid of loving the purity of the gospel. Do not let Mammon win that battle. And honor your children there. Give them the anointment that you gave to Joseph, even if he had to learn how to be humble, to become the king of Egypt. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare here our faith that this family and all the others that are fighting the good fight against all the tares that have infiltrated the minds and hearts of your people by the love of money, we declare victory for this family, for all these families. We declare that they are protected and will be honored if they resist to love the truth, Jesus, till the end. We praise you, Lord, because we know that they will grow up with this fight, and their faith will become stronger when you reveal your grace, when you bring your deliverance, your provision to this family. In Jesus' name, we praise you, and we thank you. Amen. Amen, brothers, let's continue to worship our God. I will put a song that is a little bit longer, then we will have our preaching, our conversation about the wedding feast of the Lord. I know that God will provide you a great blessing with this conversation. Let's praise our Lord with a song that it's entitled with what we are doing here. You are loved. You are worshipped on this place. It's by a Brazilian group called Holy Generation. And that's what we are. We are Holy Generation. We are called to serve and worship the name above all names. There are no other names to be worshipped. Only one is worthy to be worshipped. That name is Jesus the Christ, Yahushua, the Jewish Messiah that only the Bible reveals. There is no other manual to reveal the real God, because the salvation comes from the Jewish people. And the salvation is Yahushua, Jesus, the Messiah. No other can lead you, can lead us to the Father. So that's why we praise Jesus, not the Bible, but we worship Jesus. We use the Bible, but we worship Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God. He is the Logos, beginning and the end, Alpha and the Omega of all creation. So be blessed with this song.
eres adorado. Thank you. Só Tu és santo, Senhor. Só Tu és santo, Senhor. Adoramos a Tua santidade nessa noite, ó Deus. Pois só Tu és santo, Senhor.
Tu és
grande.
We're singing majesty.
Abba Father, once again we raise our voice to ask your help for what we are going to talk now. We pray that you use us with your Holy Spirit to bring health to the children and let them learn from yourself, that this word that are coming now bring all the things that they need to free themselves from Babylon, to understand the fight, to make the good decisions they have to do, to free from all the bondage, all the yokes that doesn't belong to Yahushua, Jesus, our Lord and Christ. We praise you and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, brothers. Again, thank you for joining on this gathering to lift up our voices to worship our Lord. Heaven, welcome to this gathering. You are right on time to hear what the Lord has brought to His children on this blessed day. As you that were here on the last gathering, we start talking about the house of the Lord that on the last days it will be constructed, will be lifted up above the Mount Zion. At the same time that the world is getting darker, without solutions, there is a group of persons that understood the calling to this work of the Lord. He is building His house above the Mount Zion. There are two scriptures on the Bible that refers clearly that this is a reality of the last day. The first one is the one that we use on the last gathering, and I will read it again for you. It's in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. It says, in the last days, I will sign them at the mountain of the Lord in the top of mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and unto him all nations. And many people shall go and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and Jerusalem the word of the Lord. And shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And these their swords, and transform their swords into mattocks, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift that sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. So, this is the first scripture in the Bible, in the books of the Lord, that is referring that God is interfering on these last days for a group of people. He's interfering and defending these ones that are going to build their houses upon the Mount Zion. As we have said before, Mount Zion was the mount where was the king. Jesus is not only a savior, a provider, but he has rights above those that want to have his alliance, his covenant. He has paid the price to be the Lord of our lives. But if you want another scripture that is clearly almost identical to this one, you can go to Prophet Micah, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Says this, but in the last day the mountain of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and people will stream to it. Many nations shall go and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, into the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and Jerusalem the word of the Lord. So, as you can see, it's the same prophecy for the last day. For these days, the days that you are hearing all the efforts that the enemy and his agents are doing to kill, rob, destroy, everything that is pure above this earth. But there is a remnant that was prophesied that would understand these days and the urgency to prepare themselves to lift Jesus Christ as the only Lord and King on their personal and familial life. And these are the ones who have accepted the invitation to the wedding feast of the Lord Jesus the Christ. We will go deep on this because it's important for you to understand. Let us read about, let's say, the parable in Luke that Jesus teach. Luke 14, 26. Luke 14, 16 to 24. However, he said, a certain man had made a great supper and invited many. And at supper time sent his servants to tell his guests, Come, everything is already prepared. And they all at one consent began to make excuse. I told the first, I bought the field and I need to go see. I pray that you have excused me. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray that you have me excused. And another said, I married, therefore I can't not go. And the servant came and announced these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to their servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring here the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, And yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Because I tell you that none of these men which were invited shall taste of my supper. Well, this is Jesus teaching about his own supper, his own wedding feast. Feast that God the Father has prepared for his children, for those that confess the name of Jesus, those that know him already. But as you can see, a lot of people is occupied in this moment in their own projects, business, ways of loving the Lord. Some are businessmen, some are just married now, some are farmers, they need to take care of their land. Except because these people already knew the king, already knew who was inviting. But even so, they excuse themselves, they put things first in their personal lives for the feast of the Lord. And guess who these people are on this day? So those that doesn't feel what Jesus said, in the same chapter, a little bit down, Luke 14:26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. A little bit down on the same chapter, Jesus goes further and says in Luke 14:33, choose any of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. So I don't know, but this is the word of God. This is not my word. This is not only Bible. This is what I call the Word of God in the Bible. This is Jesus talking and referring, explaining this parable. Which means that a lot of people may know already Jesus, may be pretending to be disciple, but when they refuse the wedding feast, they are showing that they're just using Jesus. They really have established themselves on this world, and they cannot be really disciples of the Lord because they refuse the biggest invitation that a man can have. This is Jesus teaching, the same teaching that he said, not all that those, my Lord, are my servants, but all those that do my will. What is the importance of the wedding feasts of the Lord? What do you and I should understand about these wedding feasts? Let's see what Jesus said in Luke 17. From 7 to 10. I repeat, Luke 17, 7 to 10. He explains, and which of you having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, who when he returned from the field say, come you and sit at the table, and do not tell you before, prepare my supper and greet thyself and serve me, till I have eaten and drunk, and then you shall eat and drink. Though he thanked the servant because he did not what he was told, I think not. So you also, when you have done all that you are commanded to do, say, we are unprofitable servants, because we have done only what we should do. Again, a mule, a servant, and a lord. So, the question here is, when God is inviting you to the feast, does he have the right to make you work on the feast before the feast is done, is prepared? Does the Lord have the right on your life to stop your life, to stop your dreams, to make you, even if necessary, to deny yourself, to put you to work on the preparations of this wedding feast? All those that refuse just said to the Lord, sorry, you can't count on me. I have my own plan. I have my own idea. I am doing my business. I have built a home here on this wall. I can't go. But what Jesus said on the Bible, said, yes, Luke 17, 7 to 10, the last one that I have read. Luke 17, 10 to 10, about the right that Jesus is requesting to their real servants to put them to work first before they are served. First we must work, and then we will hit Jesus. A lot of people have denied this right to Jesus, make Jesus his Savior, but not his Lord. A lot of people like to be called servants, but they just are serving themselves. They are only using the name and the gospel of Jesus to worship another God, to follow another path, even if it seems similar to the right one. So it is important for you to understand what we are talking here, because as you will see, if you don't work, if you're not able, if you don't prepare yourself to let Jesus use you to the preparation of the feast, you will not enter this feast. You will not be considered disciple of Christ. Go to Revelation, the book of Revelation in chapter 19, we will read verse 9. Revelation 19, verse 9 say, and he said unto me, write, blessed are those that are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are true words of God. The angel was talking to the apostle, said, saying that blessed are those who are called. Now guess what? We are blessed by the call. But if we reject the call to work on the feast before Jesus comes, do you think we're still blessed? Do you think that we will be blessed if we reject the call? I don't think so. Read on Revelation, what is the feast? Understand this. This is key words for your life and my life and all those that confess they are servants of Christ, believers in Christ. If you don't understand this, you will be deceived on this last day. There is a house of the Lord that is being built upon Mount Zion where Jesus is King. And in Revelation chapter 19, please read with me. verse 17 to 19. What are the consequences of accepting the call to work on the preparation, to work and go gather people to come to the feast of the Lord, to put the kingdom in first place? What are the consequences for those who accept, who are blessed because they have accepted the call? Revelation 19, 17 to 19 says, "And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of the kings, and the flesh of tribunes, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their arms gathered together to make war against that sat upon the horse and against his army." The supper, the wedding supper of the Lamb of God, is nothing more, nothing less than the call to arms of the army that the Holy Spirit will provide to overcome these days. If you reject the projects of the kingdom and you are trapped on other projects, mammon projects, man projects, other gospels, there is no way for you to be an overcomer. Those that will hit the flesh, the spoils of this war, are those that have prepared themselves, their lives, their minds, their hearts, to work on the real feast of the Lamb. Those that understood that Jesus is the real king of his life, her life, and not any man, any denomination, any other thing that replaces the place of the Holy Spirit to guide you where he wants, because he has right for you, above you. He has bought this right on that cross. So do not be deceived. There is a judgment coming to the world, but not for those that work on the supper of the Lord, on the wedding supper, the wedding feast. That is nothing more, nothing less than the call to hearts. Those that will confront the lies, the manipulations, the serpents, the false gospel, the false servants, those that are willing to be transformed in real servant and serve first, and then we rejoice with the coming of the Lord. Please understand what is the wedding feast of the Lamb. It's the call to heart. It's the call to the kingdom. And you will not be on heaven sitting on a table while all the world is going to hell. That's not the wedding feast, the wedding feast. The wedding feast is already prepared. It's here for you to work. It's here for you to live your life, your mediocre life, your empty life, and to work for the preparation. Go, call people to the freedom. Call people, explain to people who is really Jesus. That's not the pit bull of the denominations. Jesus is not the dogging a leech of any ministry. He is the king. He should be the king. But if where you are thinking that you are serving the Lord, you don't have this freedom because you are on a pyramid, on a spell that distortion the values of the gospel, you will not be able to work for the real king. You will be working for another thing. And you need to be free. You need to free yourself first. Attach to the real kingdom, the real supper of the Lord, the real wedding feast, because you will be used here with power. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit when you pass your trial, and you, when you will be approved as a faithful servant, God will use you with power to free another and to prepare another while this world is going from bad to worse. Why? There's in the parable. Because they refuse. Because they refuse. They refuse the real kingdom. They refuse to be servants. Everybody wants to be Lord in the kingdom of God. Even the apostles, they try to ask the Lord, who will be seated on your right side? And they heard from the Lord, children will be seated. So do not let yourself be deceived by the fear and the despair. Everyone that is despair, it's because they is not sure of who is serving. Everyone that is afraid of losing things are just showing that did not understand what is the kingdom of God. That is because they have built a lot above the wrong foundation. That is because their hearts are on the things of this world. They cannot stop deceiving others because they have made debts and now they need to use tithings to pay their debts. Why? Because they have refused their call to renounce everything and to give the glory to his, their lords, they say they are serving. Their Lord, they say they love, but they never really serve. Always have been served by Jesus, but they never serve because they love another God. Mammon, the Lord of the tithe. And this is the real battle. You see, all people that refuse the call, they have already taken steps for their lives, business, covenants with third persons. And that's when Jesus goes to the closet and stay there in their lives. Because now they became lords of the gospel. They changed the scriptures, they changed the context to make you slave of them. But if you are listening now, or you will be listening later this show, consider this another call for your life. Get out of Babylon and accept my invitation. Don't work for men. Work for me. Go. Go to the blind ones. Go to the cripple and call them. Tell them the glory of your Lord. Tell them how good he is. Talk about your Father. Don't talk about churches, circles. Don't talk about entertainments. Talk about what is coming for this world. The plagues that once were upon the Egypt that are coming now. And you will be spared. You don't go up to fly on a spaceship while all the hell is broken down here. No. You will be here, but you will be protected. by the angels of the Lord. And you will be eating the spoils of that war. Because guess what? When other persons will see the power that is in you, the miracles that and the works that you will be doing while the whole hell is going down, guess to whom they will run? To which mountain they will run? The mountain of Zion, the mountain where Jesus is Lord, where you have built your life. So brothers, I want to give you another blessing that I bring here. Another song, very anointed one, that every time the first time I heard this song, I cried. As I felt the Lord so near to me. And I hope that I can provide you this, for you to be courageous to say to Him, Father, I want to work for you, not to man anymore. I want to be so close to you that I will understand all the details of your love, of your project, of my role in your kingdom. And I want to be fruitful. I want to be protected on that war that is coming. Only if you understand that God, Jesus, is your Lord, and you have to serve Him on the preparations of the seats of this supper, wedding supper. We have to fill up their house, even with those that cannot see, cannot walk. It's you and me that we go get them. Those that refuse will be replaced. Those that refuse, that fill their lives with their own projects, will not enter and will not let those that are following them on these projects will not enter. They cannot be disciples. So this song is called Abba Father. I hope that you will be touched.
Abba, Padre, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou Deus. Abba, Padre, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou Deus. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. E que tu és meu. E que tu és meu. E que tu és meu. E que tu és. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu,
e que tu és meu,
e que tu és meu. E que tu és meu.
Coloca a mão no teu coração, filho.
E que tu és meu.
Fala pra ele.
E que tu és meu.
Quando entro em tua presença.
Quando entro em tua presença. Eu sinto até vontade de voar. E quando estou em tua presença, eu sinto vontade de cantar, de dizer que eu te adoro e também que eu te desejo. Dizer que o que eu mais quero é estar contigo. De dizer que eu te amo. E dizer que eu te devo. De dizer que o que eu mais quero é estar contigo. De dizer. Eternamente. 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 Eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar. Eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, te dizer que eu sou teu. Abba, Pai, eu quero te abraçar, eu quero te beijar, te dizer que eu sou teu e que tu és meu. E tu és meu. E que tu és meu. E que tu és meu. sinto até vontade de voar. E quando estou em tua presença, eu sinto vontade de cantar.
Amen, brothers and sisters, we are coming to the end of the show. I just want you to show how close we can be with our Lord when we understand the project. When we give Him the honor, we let Him decide the things of our life. And I have a special word now for our brother. This is the beginning. Josh, if I'm not mistaken, I heard your testimony last night on Danish show. I want to say, brother, that you have all the instruments. Do not be afraid. God is not losing any one of your family. Even if it takes to Him, He is winning them. He is preparing the seats and call them, if necessary, to remove them now before the flood comes, because they are not ready. What the Lord has shown you on the vision of the river and the throne is that is doing the projects of the kingdom in your life, and is faithful to take care of those you like. I can tell you this because I know my father just knew the Lord at the bed of his death. And when he died, on the same night, a brother in Christ had a dream with my father entering the kingdom of God through a rainbow on a bicycle for little kids, a tricycle, like a child. So do not be deceived by the devil. Even if they die physically, God is just fulfilling the mission to save them because of your faithfulness. It's a trick of the mind that Satan is using against you. Make you thinking that you are losing. No. you are winning, brother, because God has seen your sincerity. So I hope I could help you, because what you are passing now, all that pseudo cow in your family, it's just God preparing the way to each one of them. Just pray, because for God to save a soul, there is only another soul. There is only need another soul to be on the gap. God is simple. And if you are on the gap, God is looking for you. Even if they don't know the Lord, they will know in the last breath of their lives to accept Him, just because God is faithful to you. Ask and receive. This is your inheritance in the kingdom. If you are serving Jesus, if you left all your dreams on the altar to serve Him, Jesus is already working for your loved ones, even if they must go a little bit earlier. God will remove them if necessary, but He will remove to Him, not to the doom that is waiting for those who reject the call. This is my word for you. I pray to the Lord that He may heal your brother. I pray that the Lord may give a new anointment. But I pray more for you to understand that if you remain faithful to Jesus, Jesus is faithful to you and will save you and your house. So, brothers and sisters, I hope that you enjoyed this show. If you like, share, and let the Lord be not only the Savior of your soul, but also the Lord of your soul. Let the Jesus Christ be King in your life. God bless you. Let's mark another gathering soon. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Well enough, your shadow of the blue crown.